Jesus, our God. All we have is yours. Everything we want is in you. Our whole lives, our whole breath, all our money, all our time, everything inside. And you can have it all. Every part of mine. This life and breathe on this heart that is yours. Yes, you can have it all.
You can have it all.
Every part of my world. Take this life and breathe. Take this life and breathe, oh. Maybe revival starts with surrender. Maybe renewal comes when I bow down. Maybe revival starts with surrender. Maybe renewal comes when I bow down. Maybe is it that you want? us to do more. Maybe you want us to release more. Maybe it's not about doing the right things as much as hearing your voice and responding. You said burnt offering and sacrifices I do not desire. Burnt offerings and sacrifices are not what I want. I want the heart of my people again. I want their whole the heart of my people again. I want their whole affection. So I take time to evaluate, and I take time to search myself. Is it that you want? What is it that you want, Lord, from me? Search my heart, search my soul, and find in me anything that's not of you, Lord. Search my heart, and search my soul, find in me anything that's not of you, Lord. Search my heart and search my soul. before the Lamb of God and seen. You worthy of it all. You worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory. You're worthy of it all. You're worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the every tribe and tongue. open up a time of prayer, of intercession. If anything on your heart, feel free to lead out. I'm going to start it out. So, Lord, we come to you with hearts wide open, asking for an outpouring of your Spirit in this nation and in the world. Holy Spirit, on the day of Pentecost, you poured out a small group of people that impacted the world for your name. They were endued with power from on high. And great signs and wonders were done in the midst of your people because of your Spirit. Many were added to the church. Many were cut to the heart with a simple word because of the Spirit of God. We're asking again for a great outpouring of your Spirit on your church in this hour, that we would no longer be considered lukewarm, that we would no longer be considered as just haphazard about our faith, but we would truly walk in anointing and power and authority in the Spirit of God, that you would come upon us and give us the grace to walk in truth, in purity, and holiness, that there would be wholeness in your bride once again, that we wouldn't be described as just this continual place of brokenness, but we would be described as a people full of peace and joy, and where love abounds, and that the Spirit of God moves, that people are healed, that people are delivered, that people are brought in that were far off, that prodigals come home. We ask for an outpouring, Holy Spirit. We are not deserving, but we cry out for mercy. We cry out for mercy in our nation. Mercy on the church and of America. Mercy on the pastors and the shepherds of America. That they would come and repent and find that you are gracious and merciful, slow to anger and rich in love. Holy Spirit, would you come upon the church? That we would rise up in this time. That we would rise up in love that is greater than we've ever known. That we would rise up in peace in the midst of trial and persecution and storm. That we would rise up in purity and wholeness of heart. No longer would there be adultery in the church. No longer would there be just lying and deceiving and using one another. Lord, that there would be truly unity in the brethren. That there would be unity in the body of Christ and appreciation and truly preferring of one another. Jesus Christ, you opened the heavens that we could come up, but we're asking that you would open the heavens and come down in a mighty way. Prepare your bride for your return. Prepare the church for the glorious days ahead. Prepare us. Do not leave us as we are, but send your Spirit. Pour out your Spirit, God. Release the Spirit in your church again. In Jesus' name, we cry out. Pour out your Spirit on your church. Pour out your Spirit, oh God. Pour out your Spirit on your church. Pour out your Spirit, oh God. We need you. Pour out your Spirit.
Yes, Father, pour out your spirit into church, God. Pour out your spirit in Restoration Fellowship, Pagosa Springs, Colorado, United States of America, Father. We cry out to you today. Father, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, come now. Together, says the Lord, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. If you are willing and obedient, they shall eat the good of the land. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we cry out to you today. Lord, we cry out for mercy for America, Father. We cry out for mercy, Father. The things that are going on, Father, racism, Father, things that is out of our control, we need your help. We cry out for your spirit to pour out, Father, in each hearts, God. Your church first, our brothers and sisters in Christ first, God. We cry out for repentant heart. We cry for humility. We cry for your spirit to descend, Father. Greater in measure, Father, that we, Father, we would see you, that we would feel you. Father, that we would be released from our oppressions, God. Lord, I pray, Father, for my brothers and sister here in this church, Jesus. Father, I ask you, would you visit them? Would you comfort them? Would you give them mercy, Father? Give us mercy in the name of Jesus.
Though our sins are scarlet, make them whiter than snow. Though our hearts have been hardened, make them soft to you, Lord. Though our sins are scarlet, make them whiter than snow. Though our hearts have been hardened, make them soft to you, Lord. Though our sins are as scarlet, make them whiter than snow. Though our hearts have been hardened, soft to you, Lord. Though our sins are as scarlet, make them whiter than snow. Though our hearts have been hardened, make them soft to you, Lord. Though our sins are as scarlet, make them whiter than snow. Though our hearts have been hardened, make them soft to you, Lord. Though our sins are as scarlet, make them whiter than snow. Though our hearts have been hardened, make us soft to you, Lord. Though our sins are as scarlet, make us whiter than snow. Though our hearts have been hardened, make us soft to you, Lord. Though our sins are as scarlet, make us whiter than snow. Though our hearts have been hardened, make us soft to you, Lord. Though our sins are as scarlet, make us whiter than snow. Though our hearts have been hardened, make us soft to you, Lord. Though our sins are as scarlet, make us whiter than snow. Though our hearts have been hardened, make us soft to you, Lord. Though our sins are as scarlet, make us whiter than snow. Though our hearts have been hardened, make us soft to you, Lord, by your Spirit.
Picture of what you would do, but that you would lead and we would follow. repent of small-minded thinking when it comes to your power and your plan. I pray that our hearts would bow down and surrender to where you want to lead and to where you want to guide, that we would feel your Spirit leading us so that we would follow with boldness and confidence of your will and your plan. May we put aside our own agendas. May we put aside our own plans and thinking and really just come back to a place, the secret place where we can find you and hear you lead us and guide us. Have a renewal in our hearts and be willing to be made uncomfortable for your plan. That we'd break outside of our comfort zone, our boundaries. And when we feel you calling us, that we would continue to just follow with purity of heart, with the surrender in our souls. Shine brighter than we've ever seen. We're so hungry for your works, Lord, but we're also hungry for your heart. Give us your heart. Give us your heart for others, for each other. A heart that leads in kindness and humility and love and righteousness.
I surrender to you. the goodness of God.
And all my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. Yes, you have, Lord. All my life you have been so, so good. With every of the goodness of God. I love your voice, and I love your voice. You have led me through the fire in darkest night. You are close like no other. I know you as a father, I know you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. Yes, you have. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me, yes. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now, I give you everything. It's running after, it's running after me. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness. I will sing of your goodness. I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause you are good, good. Some for my
This is my day.
Deep and faints for the course
sun and my shield you give. Grace and glory and all good thing, and all good thing will you withhold from those who seek you.
When I stand before your holy face.
voice. What will you say about this time? What will you say about my life when I stand before you? I want to hear well done, well done, good and faithful servant. Oh, I want to hear it. I want to hear you well done. Well done, good and faithful servant. Teach me to number my days, that I may gain a heart of wisdom, Lord. Tell me what time it is. Tell me what time it is. Teach me to number my days, that I may gain a heart of wisdom. Tell me what time it is. Tell me what time it is. Teach me to number my days, that I may gain a heart of wisdom. Tell me what time it is. Lord, tell us what time it
trumpet in Zion, Zion. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. It's time to arise, church. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Wake up, wake up, wake up, your church. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Blow the trumpet in Zion.
church. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Blow the trumpet in Zion, Zion. Wake up your church, O Lord, 'cause it's a new time, it's a new season. Do you perceive? Do you perceive it? Will you agree? Will you agree with the Lord? It's a new time, it's a new season. Do you perceive? Do you perceive it? Will you agree? Will you agree with the Lord? Teach us the way, Lord. Show us the path of righteousness. Shepherd of our soul, you will not leave us alone. Guide us into truth and righteousness. Teach us the way of wisdom. Prepare a table for us in the presence of our enemies. Till I am only a
child of God. Ever.